Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
Hey, what's up there, Charlie? Come on in here and sit your fat ass down.
What the fuck? You got more goddamn neck hair than my fucking dog. How long has it been since you got a goddamn haircut, you stinky-ass hairy motherfucker? Just let me get to work here while you leaf through the times. Have you seen? There's another fucking hurricane coming. Looks like it's heading up north, towards the white people this time. People in New Orleans should be happy about that shit. Send the goddamn hurricane up and kill all the motherfuckers in Washington, D.C. Never even thought to help them out during Hurricane, Catamarang or whatever. Where do they get all these fucking names for these hurricanes? It's different every goddamn time. Someone told me once that they just kind of go down a list alphabetically every year and name the fucking hurricanes. So this one, the one that's coming, is Earl. Like, my name is Earl. Did you see that show? That little blonde bitch, I wanted to punch her in the face every second, but I also wanted to fuck the dog shit out of her. Same with that little Mexican girl that was on that show. Both of them, God help them, I'd kill them both if I was in their presence, but I'd fuck the dog shit out of them before, and possibly afterwards, too. Kinda looks like you're thinning up here. You been using that Rogaine I told you to use? Can almost see myself in the bald spot now. Should probably do something about that fella. Anyways, getting back to the Hurricane. Don't you think eventually they're gonna fucking run out of names for these things? Like, eventually it's gonna be like Hurricane Joe Bob and Hurricane Willy Billy. Then what do? They're gonna go down like the animal kingdom? It'll be like Hurricane, Scruffy. Hurricane Mittens. Doesn't seem like the greatest way of, you know, categorizing or chronicalizing. Whatever. You want it rounded or squared in the back? Besides the hurricane, the NFL preseason has been going on. Oh my god. So boring. It's kind of like just the tip, you know? Just putting the tip of your cock inside, but not really being able to thrust, you know? It's like, here's a tease of some fucking football, but we're just going to pull all the starters and put all these fucking dirty, long-haired, hippie-looking black dudes in. You know what I mean? With the fucking... They got the dreadlocks that are down. Like, you can't even read what their name is. Probably because they're too fucking embarrassed of how terrible they are. They don't want you to know their name, so they cover it up with the fucking ratty-ass dreadlocks. Complete fucking waste of time, if you ask me. Preseason football is like jerking off in the shower, you know? You don't even get a chance to enjoy it. You don't get to relax. It runs down your leg, and then it washes down the drain. It's a waste. Speaking of sperm, I guess we're pulling out of Iraq. I never got that term, you know. Every time we bomb a bunch of brown people and then leave their country, they call it pulling out, like we just butt-fucked them, you know. I guess it does make sense. Eh. All right, well, looks like I'm done here. You're looking awfully sexy now. I mean, if you were one of them retarded chicks from Earl, I'd tear the dog shit out of you, but since you're a middle-aged balding man, better stop in more often. I mean, when you came in here, it was fucking horrifying. Also, you should probably do something about that fucking unibrow that you got going on there. And I don't know if you know this, but pencil-thin mustaches are not in style anymore. Anyways, I'll see you next time, Charlie. Now get the fuck out!